The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, guys, we are going. First time ever, Fight Bananas podcast three-way. We're on this new StreamYard. My main man, Sean Brown, how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. A couple of names. Puerto Rican superstar, matchmaker, XFN. Michael, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you guys for coming on. A lot to talk about, especially in the world of mixed martial arts. It seems like all other sports are on the down low or off, but MMA is rolling. What's your first take on UFC getting going, island fights, UFC 249, all of that?
My first take, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Scorpion.
Yeah.
Love
That's
it.
What I think about it. I think it's pretty cool that they're giving the fighters somewhere to fight, you know? Keep the money
right
for the fighters. Get a paycheck.
Very cool. Very cool. That's what it's all about, man. It gives us something to talk about, write about, and we love it. But, all right. Right. Something to do. I'm done watching Netflix. There's only so much I can watch.
Right.
Right. So how are you guys doing so far in the corona? How are you and your families doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Everybody's been, you know, staying safe and staying away for the social distancing, right?
Right, right. Is it hard to train right now?
I mean, it makes it difficult, right? You can't have a gym full. We can't go to the gym. It's just more or less like, let's meet up in a parking lot and hit some pads.
Man. So, Michael, so we kind of talked a little bit off air about it. With XFN, you guys want to hit the ground running when all this comes back?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to do an event on May 30th. Gonna have, if everything clears up, we're gonna do a one with the audience. If not, we're gonna do no fans in the attendance.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna have extra doctors,
combat flights, right?
Only officials, all this crazy stuff.
Right, right. And then we talked about it, and that's when you sent out a lot of pay-per-view links, and hopefully everyone really tries to help out that way, because that's tough without the fans, without those ticket sales.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be on Flow Combat. We've been on Flow Combat for like a little over a year, so they help out pretty much.
Right.
They help out a lot, so it's pretty cool.
Sean, how would you feel about fighting in an arena or somewhere with no fans?
Man, that would be different. The fans definitely give you a vibe to go off of. So, but I mean, when it's time to compete, it's time to compete. And, you know, this is a job.
Right.
So, I mean,
right. Especially Sean, you gotta.
I could do it. I've wrestled ever since I was a very young age. So I've competed in very small arenas, and I've even fought with people, you know, 100 people in the room, and I've fought. So I mean, it ain't really that big of a difference.
Right, right. And I hear that all the time. I'm happy you brought up wrestling. Every UFC fighter, even the baddest ass with the biggest knockout punches, wrestling's the best base. They always say, if I had to build a fighter, I got some kids, and I love my boys training and all that. I want to build him up as a wrestler first, have that base, and then, you know, learn everything else. Do you agree on that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
What do you think about that, Michael?
You know, it doesn't really matter, man. The fans just need something to watch. The
right.
only, the crazy thing is, like the audience brings out, like, the hype and stuff. Like, I just watched WrestleMania a couple days ago.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Were, like, really boring because of the fans weren't there. It was like.
But with no fans, they were able to do the Boneyard match and the Firehouse Funhouse match, you know?
What was that?
I said with no fans, they were kind of open to do the Boneyard match and that Firefly Funhouse match.
Yeah, I saw that. That was actually really amazing with the graveyard.
Right.
I thought that was amazing. With the other stuff was just boring.
It's tough. All right, guys. Well, John, when's the timetable for you to get back into that cage, get back into the XFN cage? What's the timetable for you?
As soon as everything's rock and rolling, I'm ready. There's no off season to this, and even because there's a coronavirus.
Michael,
what was that? Sorry, the audio's kind of a little messed up a little bit.
Yeah, it came out. No problem. Came out on them. He was just Sean was just saying that there's no off season in MMA, and you know he's ready as soon as everything gets picked back up, ready to get back inside that cage.
Yeah, there's no off season. Like a kid like Sean Brown wants to fight like every week if he can. So he trains like he can fight every week.
Michael, this is a question kind of for Sean. Where do you see Sean 2021, maybe even 2022? Where do you think his potential is?
Yeah. 2021, like I actually had a conversation with Sean. His next fight starts his long winning streak. Hopefully next year, contender series, everything clears up with this virus. And something I always tell the guys in the gym at Combat Club and Jupiter Jiu-Jitsu, like our coaches are training world champions. So
right,
that's a future world champion, right? I don't know where, Bellator, PFL, whatever, but that's a future world champion.
That's awesome to hear, man. PFL's paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just brought up Combat Club. I would love to... Right. Right. You brought up Combat Club. I would love for you to talk about them, talk about the coaches there and some other studs that are, you know, training that Combat Club. You have to have something.
Me? Or Mike?
Oh, it was for Mike, but also you too, Sean.
What was that? Yeah, Sean can answer that question. Those are he trains with those coaches all day.
Okay. Rodney Brewer. He's the man.
Right.
Started training with him, working my striking, and I've improved a lot with working on with him, and he's accepted me. And it's more like it's not a coach; it's more like somebody I look up to, like a stepdad type of thing, you know. So
wow,
he's out for me. He really takes care of me, and he's improved me as a fighter, not only with my striking, but overall, like he knows, he's been around since it's been around, so he knows the ins and the outs. And he, like you said, Mike, like you said, world champions, he's trained. John Jones, he cornered him when he fought Shogun, you know, Rashad Evans, he's been there, so he's done, he's been around this,
right? Right. So do you feel more confident going back inside the octagon with a coach like that? Someone, like you said, that trained studs all over the place. Does that give you a confidence, a little bit of boost over other studs?
No, not really. I mean, it helps
knowing
that I have a nice coach, but knowing that I can – just having the skills and knowing that I can do it myself. You know, it's not like I can look at him and say, hey, you going to help me in here?
No, right.
It's me. But I don't know.
And what was the first time? What got you into mixed martial arts? What got you training? Do you remember a fight that were like, oh, I got to do this? Or was this something with school? What got you into MMA?
I've always, you know, I always watched like fighting and stuff, wrestling growing up. I've always seen that wrestlers do really good with the MMA. And, I was 17. I took a kickboxing match on 10 days notice with no training. I'd never put gloves on and took any kind of classes before. Won the kickboxing.
Wow. Match.
And I was like, all right, cool. I can do this. You know, and I started training. I was kind of quit doing the college route. I was like, all right, college is not for me. I got wrestling. Let's go learn how to throw punches and kicks and jiu-jitsu.
So you took a fight on 10-day notice? What was the urge for that?
Well, just a redneck.
They're having a show right there in my hometown, actually.
Yeah.
And so
just wanted to be on it.
Hey, I'll do it. You know, they got somebody. They're like, yeah, we got a kid. That, you know, because I was 17 and I couldn't do an MMA fight.
Right, so, right.
I did that. You know, 17, did a kickboxing match, won, and I was hooked.
I hear that all the time. It's funny. I don't know if, Michael, you ever thought about that. I always want to do one kickboxing match. You know, go all the gyms, talk to all the fighters. There's a local gym here, PY Boxing in Port Orange, that I go to all the time. I just want to try. I got to itch it one time. You know what I mean? I would definitely want to do one kickboxing match.
Yeah.
So you're the matchmaker for XFN. Is that right?
Yeah, so the matchmaker. I'm like second in charge to XFN.
Okay. Talk to us about it. Seems like you guys had a really banner year last year. You guys were piling up this year. How's the momentum right now with XFN?
What was that?
How's the momentum right now with XFN?
I can't hear you. Repeat that one more time.
No problem. How's the momentum going for XFN last year to this year and on?
Momentum's pretty strong. You know, we're doing a lot of – I got into doing a lot of combat grappling. So
– Right.
That's picked up really big at XFN. We did quite a few, like, tournaments. We had, like, Jose Caceres and JC Cavalcante had a jiu-jitsu match for our title. And that was, like, amazing. The fighters, all the amateurs are just like at another level. A lot of these fighters at XFN, they're like better than some pros at other states. It's really crazy.
Wow. For one, hopefully you can hear me really good. I totally agree. Florida as a whole, best amateur scene. There's so many great promotions, a ton of talent in Florida. Throw out a couple names in the Florida amateur scene for XFN that you think will be absolute studs a year or two from now.
Let me see. Studs from XFN, oh man, there's so many. There's one that's going pro, Ryan Coos. It's a 135er. Okay. It's out of the Goat Shed. The kid just has like an awesome personality, promotes himself really well. He does that really well. A really good wrestler, working on his boxing with actually the same coach that Sean has, Rubio.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a really good coach. That's one of them. And let me see. I think Devin Dixon will go far. He's training at Hard Knocks, or actually it's called Sanford MMA, I think. Sanford? They changed the name recently.
Yeah.
HK Boxing. We'll just do it that way. Yeah. There's a Fernando Reyes. He's our 170 champion. I don't think he's got hit in any of his matches yet. He's like 4-0, wow. Won the title, beating people in like a minute. Really, really talented kid. He's from ATT. There's a bunch of them. There's a kid named Jared Bendicourt. That's like a black sheep on the thing because like no one sees him, and he's like he just won our 125 title, defended it. He started off like rough in the beginning, had like a little losing record. Now he just like hit the next level. You know, he's doing everything right now.
Wow,
and he's ready to go pro. Yeah, that's about – there's quite
that's
a few.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I can go all night and see a bunch of them, but I'll just stop at that.
Oh, no problem. That's awesome. I love hearing that. I love hearing about the future, who's next.
There's one more. There's actually one more, and Sean will agree with me on this one. There's a kid named Brendan Carrolls.
Yes.
A 145er. He was in the Marines for so many years. He's like 24 years old. He's doing firefighting school. This kid's amazing. No one wants to fight him.
Yeah, he's very good.
All the
good
promotions, I'll have him fight at one promotion. They'll back out a week before. People will just straight say no to him.
Right.
The kid's like amazing. He's one of Sean's he's one of Sean's main training partners. Actually.
Yeah, he's one of the main guys.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Talk on that.
Boxing, wrestling, learning jiu-jitsu. That kid just absorbs everything.
like a sponge, bro.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. That's vital to be a top-tier mixed martial artist. Michael, talk to me about, you said no one wants to fight him. What are some of the difficulties and some of the obstacles of matchmaking, of being a matchmaker?
Well, the obstacles, I mean, there's always, you know, you'll make matches, people get hurt. That's what happens to MMA in general. You know, sometimes people get, like, cold feet and back out the week of. I mean, a lot of beginners, that's understandable. You know, you think you want to do it, and a week before, you're like, nah, I can't do it, you know?
Right.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Just keeping track on, like, you know, if they're doing all their physicals, making sure they're not, like, doing anything dumb. That's what I do. I actually go to a lot of the gyms and, you know, visit fighters and making sure they're not doing anything crazy. And that's what I pretty much do on my side for matchmaking.
Okay. Question for both of you guys. You brought up combat grappling. Grappling's been on fire. A lot of Quint Kent, Submission Underground. I was up there at a show, Dean Tool Promotion Show. It's a huge grappling show last year. How far do you think, you know, grappling and submissions and combat grappling, where can that go in the next year or two?
Slowly gaining momentum. We were actually supposed to do, like, a big show with Jits Kings next week, but Jits Kings, like, you know, they postponed it. And I was going to have, like, a quintet combat grappling.
Right.
With some, like, and there was going to be some Bellator fighters, some like, former UFC fame and all types of crazy stuff. It was going to be really, really dope. But we have to postpone that for a while.
That's awesome, man.
We got one kid from our gym. He's actually doing really well. His name's Jonathan Yap. I'm going to say he's a dorky kid. But he, you know, our combat grappling, you know, he just started hitting people and, like, really good at it out of nowhere. Really good wrestler, really good right. jiu-jitsu. Herbert Burns calls him, like, the fastest man alive because you can't catch him in the gym. It's, oh, man. There's all types of good stuff coming up with grappling. Even in the EBI scene, like, I see that picking up. They only did combat grappling last year for EBI.
I love it. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's just something new. And I love what you said, the Bellator and UFC fighters, it kind of gives them a break. They only fight maybe two or three times a year, like Gilbert Burns. Seems like he always wants to get involved with Submission Underground or something of that nature.
Yeah.
So, Sean, is there
the rule set? Those are rule set for combat grappling that Titan did, that slap standing. I actually like that rule set. Ooh. Gilbert Burns did it last year, releasing T-Bow, I think. Did you see that match?
No, I didn't see that. It was slapping?
Allowed to slap while standing.
Wow. That's like a fight. That's like a fight. Sean, is there someone you're itching to get in the cage with soon?
What's that?
Anybody, really. But Matt. Mike, what's his last name? Matt, you know him.
Matt Waggy?
Say it. Kid from...
Fight.
Yeah, Matt from...
Sean.
What's his last name?
The guy you want to fight. He was on your show. Matt on your show. If you go. Start off an F.
Matt Farabella?
What was that?
Yeah, Fusion XL?
Yeah, Matt Farabella.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah, he's great on the ground. Really good on the ground.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean... We'll see.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'd be a big fan of that fight.
Hey, I'm ready. So,
Michael, can we make it happen?
Yeah, can't hear you guys. Michael. Sorry. Let me see something real quick.
Can we make that fight happen?
You hit the mute button.
Oh, Yeah, he hit the mute. That'd be a great fight, Sean. Oh, there you go. Can we make that fight happen, Michael?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, try to make the fight happen next or in the next few months, see what happens. Just got to figure out how to make
that'd
it
be
work.
Awesome, guys. That'd be really cool. Right, right. That's a good fight. That's a great fight. And he's, you know, he's a really good specialist, like I said, on the ground. And, you know, it's really great to keep fighting people on that top level. If it's a brawler, you know, a great boxer, a wrestler, or his game is, you know, jiu-jitsu game. So that's a great fight, man.
Right. Sure. So he's like a brawler.
Yeah, dude, that was
a great fight. Test,
but that shit don't really last when you're getting hit with elbows and hammer fists.
Right, right. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Right.
My man Sean Brown, dude, can't wait to see you back in the cage soon. I would assume XFN cage. You know, we'll be watching, man. Appreciate you. Any kind of like a plug, social media plugs or sponsor plugs you want to hit on real quick?
Oh,
I was
just
saying one thing, Sean Brown, for Sean.
Facebook, Instagram. Shout out to my sponsors with Santa Fe Site Prep, Ball Wash, Phoenix Fight Gear, Ruco Group, let's see, Cannabis Kings, and I think that's it.
Okay, Michael? Any last words for you, Michael?
Oh, yeah, man, I got sponsors too, so I got to thank those guys, you know. follow me on Puerto Rican Superstar 83 on Instagram. I know it's a very long Instagram name, but maybe one day I'll change it. I don't know. Also like to thank Dakota Fight Gear. They hook us up with gear. Punch Gunk, you know, it's like a cream that you use for your muscles when you train real hard. Amazing stuff, man. Those all natural, all that good stuff. Novagenics. It's a doctor that helps us with PRP treatment. I think Sean's sponsored by them too.
Yes.
And do I have? Also got a shout out to Gym Combat Club and Jupiter. Always helping us out for everything we need, training, just people to talk to, just good guys. You know, both Sean and I, we have like the best coaches in the world. We have Rodney Brewer, we have Herbert Byrne. Our old coach Angel, rest in peace, was one of the best. That's all I got right now.
Cool, man. I appreciate you guys coming on. The first time we're doing this multiple window thing. Sean, man, can't wait to see you in the cage real soon. Michael, man, thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk very soon. We'll have a whole sit down, and when the XFN gets going, we'll have a big chat, all right?
All right, awesome. I appreciate you having me.
Awesome, brothers. All right, man, talk to you guys soon.
Take care.
Can you hear me?